Today's share in Mishnah Brura Yomi is Daf Samach Vav Omid Beis. We're in the middle of Simon Lamed Ches talking about which people are exempt from putting on tefillin. And yesterday we began Se'if Ches and talked about a person who's a sofer or even the retailers involved with selling stam, Sefer Torah, tefillin, and mezuzos, how they could be exempt from putting on tefillin for the entire day because they're so busy doing their Avodas HaKodesh. And the Ramah had stated, "D'chola osek b'mitzvah potur mi-mitzvah." Anybody that is involved in doing a mitzvah is therefore exempt from doing another mitzvah acheres. Im tzorech l'troach achar acheres, if he's busy and involved in doing the other mitzvah. However, the Ramah then says, "Avolim yochol la'aso shteyen ki'achas below torach." If a person is capable of doing both without really any extra exertion, yasi shteyen, he does in fact have the obligation and should do both of them. We didn't do the Mishnah Brura of Sivkot and Chav Zayin, which we'll do now. The Mishnah Brura commenting on the fact that the sofer or the retailers are potter even from putting on their tefillin during Kriyat Shema and Shemona Esrei, if they're so involved. And this is talking, the Mishnah Brura says, "Umayrish kvar hitzchil luchtov kodim shigizman Kriyat Shema." This is assuming that he was involved in the writing of the stam prior to the onset of the obligation to say Kriyat Shema. However, if he hadn't yet started doing the writing of the tefillin, Sefer Torah, and mezuzah, then if Kriyat Shema comes, also lahasu l'ktov, then he's not permitted to go and start writing the stam, but he should say Kriyat Shema. And this is brought down in Siman Ayin Beis in the name of the Magen Avraham. Ochein, lefi mashi tziarnu mitchila b'shem halavush, however, that which we brought down earlier in the name of the Lavush, shakonet tzorich lavor bayam o b'shayara, we're talking about if a person who is purchasing these items is about to leave on a ship or on a caravan, and he physically is unable to wait, in this situation, the sofer won't have time to say Kriyat Shema Shemona Esrei, the person has to depart. Then even if he has already passed the Zman for Kriyat Shema to start, he's allowed to not say Kriyat Shema, write or finish off the preparation for the Stam, give it to the traveler, as long as he thinks he'll be able to have time afterwards to still say Kriyat Shema within the proper time frame. But if he could even say the first parasha beforehand, that would still be better. In Sivkot and Chavches, the Mishnah Brura writes on the principle that the Ramah brought down that if somebody's involved in a mitzvah, he's part of a mitzvah. So the Mishnah Brura comments and adds, "V'davka osek b'mitzvah." That's when you're truly involved in the mitzvah. For example, "Kigon b'shoah shulovesh ha-tfilin," at the time that you're wearing the tefillin, "osek b'tikunei ha-aveda," or when you're returning somebody's lost item to them, "kigon l'shotcho l'tzarka." So in the process of returning it, you have to safeguard it, and you have to take care of it, and you stretch it out in order to air it out, or for some other purpose of it, or l'hashiva l'baleh, or you're involved in actively returning it to the owner, of a chol kiyagabda, or anything similar to this. Under those circumstances, as the rule, osek b'mitzvah, potur b'mitzvah apply. However, if he happens to just be doing the mitzvah, for example, kigon shu kvar lovish tefillin, he's wearing tefillin, or shomer aveda shimunachas kvar b'tevoso, he's holding somebody's aveda in a safe deposit box or in a safe place in his house, v'chol ki agav, or any other situation where you are doing a mitzvah but it's not involved in the mitzvah, while you're wearing tefillin, you are free now to give tzedakah or to do something else. While the item that you picked up for the lost person is being kept safely in your safe deposit, but you're not watching it, therefore, you are free to do something else. Afam shibukayim mitzvah, even though you are fulfilling the mitzvah of hashavas aveda, you are fulfilling the mitzvah of wearing tefillin, einenu osek b'mitzvah. That's not called being intrinsically involved in the mitzvah that exempts you from doing other mitzvahs. Velo miftar mitzvah acheres hayideza, and you would not, in fact, be exempt from another mitzvah in this time frame. V'ayim bevir halacha shbiyat yoser. And the Bir Halacha, the Chofetz Chaim adds in the name of the Ran, that the reasoning is, "Lefi shekol osek b'mulachto shomokom," if somebody is doing what God wants him to do, "lo chiyato torah litroch l'kai mitzvah cheres," the Torah said, you're doing what God wants. You don't have to do anything else at this moment in time. Even though you physically possibly could, afa pi she'ev shalom. V'lochein, therefore, ha-mishamretz ha-meis, if somebody is unfortunately by a mace and he's the shomer, potu mitfilin mikriyat shema, umikol mitzvos, he's exempt from saying kriyat shema, putting on tefillin, or saying any other mitzvah, afa b'shiyochol oz l'kayim kam mitzvos, he could theoretically do something else. Likewise, somebody digging a grave for a person from Nebuch passed away. Even though he's resting at the moment and could do something else, even at the time that he's resting, he's still called Adayin Osek B'mitzvah. He's going to have the strength to then continue digging. And therefore, he's potter. Even though it wouldn't really stop him from doing this to give a penny to an oni who needs it, but nevertheless, he's called an osek the mitzvah. Misha lovush tefillin, however, somebody's just wearing tefillin. So he's not called osek in that mitzvah. He could do something else. And the same thing with the watching of the Aveda, as we have already explained in the Mishnah Berurah. The issue footnote 25 brings out a very interesting question. What happens if while he's exempt from doing another mitzvah, he actually goes and does another mitzvah? And he brings down the Shaar HaTzion in Simen Tof Ayin Hey, who says that you would have in fact fulfilled the other mitzvah. And you're not like a shote, who if he does a mitzvah, doesn't really get credit for doing the mitzvah. And then if he becomes not a shote, he has to redo the mitzvah again. Here we say the person who is osek in the mitzvah is still mechuyev in the mitzvah, as opposed to a shote who is not mechuyev in the mitzvah. It's just that when you're osek in the mitzvah, you don't have the easy ability to do it. But if you in fact did it, you would be yotze. This is a very famous question that the Mishnah Berurah addresses later on in Simen Sadi Gimel as well, that if a person was not able to daven shachris, we know he's allowed to make a tfilas tashlumin by davening two minchas. But what happens if he was exempt from davening shachris because he was osek in a mitzvah? So the Mishnah Berurah there says you do not have to daven mincha two times. There is no din of tashlumin because at the time that you do the mitzvah and you couldn't daven shachris, you actually potter from davening shachris. The Taz there disagrees and says you should daven mincha twice because he holds that you're like an ones and not that you're a potter. You're like a person who couldn't fulfill it because of an accident, but you weren't really potter. The Shaar HaTzion there has a question. Would you be allowed to make a bracha on that other mitzvah? Because technically you're not mitzvah, and you're saying, Asher kichanu mitzvah sovet zivanu, and he leaves that with a tzorach iyan. The Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Chav Tes writes that what we just said is true, wrote Salomar, afilu ayidei zeh lo yizbat la mitzvah rishon. Even if you're osek in the first mitzvah, and you're technically part from the other mitzvah, and doing the other mitzvah won't prevent you from still doing the first mitzvah, and even if the second mitzvah, which you're exempt from doing, is greater than the first mitzvah, nevertheless, since you've begun doing the first one, you really are exempt from doing the second one. Again, you're allowed to if you want to, but you can say you are exempt, and even if the second mitzvah is greater, since you started doing the first mitzvah, and the second mitzvah wasn't available at that point in time, you technically do not have to go and be matriach to do the second mitzvah. Seif test. The Mechaber brings down another important halacha. Mitztair, a person who is suffering or in distress of some sort. Umish, she'ein daito miyushevis alav. Unchona, and somebody who, for whatever the reason, doesn't have a clear mind and he can't concentrate and be in the proper frame of mind to daven with the tefillin on, potter is actually exempt from putting on the tefillin in that situation. Why? Because if you put on the tefillin, you won't be able to concentrate on the tefillin, and you'll have a hesach hadas, you'll forget about the tefillin in some way, and therefore you are, the Mechaber says, exempt. The Halacha Berurah says, the Mechaber means this, that you do not have to go and put on tefillin in this situation. And this is so, even if you could try to put yourself into the proper frame of mind, you're not mechuyev to do so. However, the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Lamed Aleph brings down, Umayri, this is true, b'she'iev shalo liyashiv daito, that unlike the way the Halacha Berurah learned the Mechaber, the Mishnah Berurah says, and he brings this down in the name of the Bach, the Magen Avraham, the Gra, the Shagas Aryeh, not like the Prima Godim. The Halacha Berurah learns the Mechaber the way the Prima Godim did, and the Mishnah Berurah says, all these other posts can hold that if you are able to comfort yourself, control yourself, in Evshalo, Chayiv Liyashiv Daito Lanichon, then you do have this obligation to try to put your mind at ease and be able to put on the tefillin. Going back to Siv Katan Lamed, the Mishnah Berurah explains that Mitztair includes even somebody who's cold, and it would be difficult for him to put on the tefillin because of the cold. The Halacha Berurah concludes and he says, Hamachmir Tovu Olav Bracha. Somebody in this situation should do everything in his power to go and try and put on the tefillin and not let these outside influences, whether they're physical, like cold, or more emotional or mental, as with distress due to some outside factor, one should certainly try as best as one is possible to concentrate, so he should put on the tefillin with the bracha. Sif Yud. The Mechaber writes, Hakorei Batora, Potu Me'anochas Tefillin Kol Hayom. If somebody's learning, he's reading in the Torah, so he's technically exempt from wearing the tefillin. The whole purpose of the tefillin is to remind you of the Torah, to remind you of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you're learning, that's therefore not necessary. One exception, Zulas Bishas Kriyashma Utvila. That's true that you don't have to wear tefillin while you're learning. However, when you're davening, you're saying Kriyashma and Shemoneh Esrei, then of course, even a person who's learning all day should put on his tefillin for Kriyashma and Shemoneh Esrei. The Mishnah Brura in Sifkot Lamed Beis points out that when we said if you're learning Torah, he says Afshar, he brings this down in the name of the Magen Avraham, albeit he says in the Shaar HaTzion, Ha'olam no noagu l'chalik b'zeh, this distinction that the Magen Avraham made is not halacha l'maisa, but he says the Magen Avraham brings down over here that this is only dafka b'torah shebichsav, that's only if you're learning Tanakh, avoloba osik b'gemara, but if a person is learning the Torah shebal peh, he's learning Gemara, then this doesn't apply. Because the Torah, yesh lomar shi atzma os, because the Tanakh, the Torah itself, is an os. Sheniska bo yitzias mitzrayim. And that's why you don't need to wear tefillin. But in the Gemara, you're learning Shulchan Aruch, so then you should have to wear tefillin. That's the distinction that the Magen Avraham brings down. In Sifkot Lamed Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah explains that you're potter in these situations from wearing tefillin. Rotz Lomar, what does he mean by this? Shein tzarich livsok milimudo kidei lanichan. It doesn't mean that you're not allowed to wear them. It means that if you didn't have a pair of tefillin, you started learning, you don't have to stop your learning to put on the pair of tefillin. However, avokolum zechayv. But if you haven't yet started learning, so then the basic rule that a person is technically obligated all day in tefillin, if you're such a person that could wear your tefillin all day, especially while you're learning, so then the din would be that you should put on such a person should put on tefillin. Furthermore, the Mishnah Berurah says, even if you're in the middle of your learning, gam emtsa im rotza livsok lo niach gam kin rashoy. If you want to stop and put on your tefillin while you're learning, that certainly is allowable. V'yochel levarech leim, and he make a brach on them, shavet bishapotu mi lahavsik bishvilon, because even though technically you didn't have to stop to put on the tefillin, miko mokum kibishirotza lahavsik mi limudo, since by definition, since you are stopping your learning, at that moment, you're chayiv in tefillin, so therefore it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. Hari chayiv b'tefillin miyad shemasik. The minute you stop, you are chayiv to put on tefillin, so you're allowed to put on the tefillin with a bracha, and you continue your learning. Sivkot in Lamed Dalid, the Mishnah Berurah says that you're exempt from putting on the tefillin. The afal gav shemuchuyiv lahafsik mitalmud Torah kedei lekayim kol mitzvah shechiyuv analav. This is true, even though you have to stop learning of Torah to do other mitzvos, as we learn in Yoridea. Shiny mitzvahs tefillin. We don't say you have mechuyiv to stop to put on tefillin. Sheikar to'alta hu l'Torah, because the purpose is to remind you of Torah. Kedichsiv ulzi karom ben enecha. When you have the tefillin on your head, you remind yourself l'man tia Torah Hashem beficha. Therefore, okay, mikevon shekvar osek b'Torah. You don't need this as a reminder. You're learning Torah beforehand. Mikodem. Therefore, you don't have to interrupt, even though for other mitzvahs you might be able to interrupt. There's no reason you have to interrupt when you're learning Torah to put on tefillin. One exception is, as we pointed out in the Mechaber, Zulas Bishas Kriyashma or Tefillah, except when you put on the tefillin for Kriyashma and Tefillah, then you have to interrupt to put them on. Kedei lekabelov olmach u'shamayim with your tefillin on. And likewise, at that point, you're obviously not learning because you're saying Kriyashma and Shemoneh Esrei, tefillin, and you have to have the tefillin on you. He then brings down the psak of the Vilna Gaon, Vagroa posak bebeyuro, the dafka misha torasu umnoso, kagon Rav Shimon bar Yochai v'chaverav. The person that this sif in Shulchan Aruch applies to is a person whose life is learning, like Rav Shimon bar Yochai, who was in the cave for all those years and didn't interrupt his learning for even a moment, and people of that ilk. Abel, kagon anu, a regular stam person, the Mishnah Berurah says, like himself, we should not even think that we're anywhere near the ballpark of this level, and yet the Mishnah Berurah says, for people of that level, this doesn't apply, so Allah has kama v'kama us, tzrichin l'hafsif af l'tfilin. So one can put his learning aside, put on the tefillin, and then continue the learning. Sif Yud Aleph, lo yachlots tefillin b'fnei rabba. One should not take off his tefillin in front of his Rebbe because this is not proper kavod. What should he do? He has to take them off. Eliyifne letzad acher, and he should turn somewhat away from his Rebbe, mipnei emoso, in order to show the proper awe and respect for the Rebbe, v'yachlots shelo b'fonav, and not take them off directly in front of the Rebbe. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Lamed Hey adds, what type of Rebbe are we talking about? Hainu Rabbo Muvok, the Rov Chachmasu Mimenu. This is talking about the person's Rebbe who he's learned most of his Torah from. And in Dershu footnote 26, he brings down that this would apply, and brings down other situations as well, where even if you're now greater than your Rebbe, is your Rebbe Muvok, but you've surpassed him, nevertheless, this din would apply as well. He also brings down that if a person is a Talmud Chacham who may not have been your Rebbe, but he's the Muflag B'doro, so he's the Gadol Hador, so even though he's not technically your Rebbe, he's in Halacha considered your Rebbe in regards to this din of not taking off the tefillin directly in front of him. Why? Mipnei Emaso. So the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Lamed Vav says, Rotz Lomar, the Zilzulhu, this is a degradation of that great Talmud Chacham, Shemagala Roshu B'fonav, that you go bareheaded in front of him when you're taking off the tefillin. So this has nothing to do with your Rebbe hasn't taken off his tefillin yet. Even if your Rebbe has taken off his tefillin, you still shouldn't do this because of the zilzul. But if you turn a little bit to the side, the zar milegalos rosh b'funav, and you don't look like you're taking off your head and being bareheaded right in front of him, near the yesh lahalko b'chol gavni, then you can be makel in this respect, and so is the opinion. Ken kosav a prima godim. Furthermore, the Mishnah Berurah says you can be mashma from the prima godim. The imcholson somut l'chashecha. This is also right before it's nightfall. Yesh lahachmi b'chol gavni milachol to some kodim shcholatz rabo. You should try to make sure that you do not take off your tefillin before your Rebbe takes him off, because that appears the nearest Shemora Halacha b'nei Rabbo she gives manu l'chlotz. It's like you're telling your Rebbe, I'm taking off the tefillin. Isn't the Rebbe going to take off the tefillin? It's too late. And he brings down that we've discussed this halacha previously in Simon Chav Hei. The issue footnote 27 brings down Hatam Shelo Nohagu Mitam Zeh Shel Zilzul B'Chvodu Ye Asu L'chlotz Tefillin b'nei Aviv. Why don't we have the same thing that a person is not allowed to take off his tefillin in front of his father? And none of the posts can bring this din as that problem down. So the Aruch HaShulchan brings down that because of the love that a father has for his son, Eina Av Makbid Im Yachlos HaTzvillin Befonim. The father's never upset if his son takes off his tefillin in front of him. In the issue footnote number 28, he brings down, what about putting on the tefillin in front of the Rebbe? You also have to have your head uncovered. Isn't that also disrespectful? So he says, no, there's a difference over here. Kivin Sha'osekin Letzorach Hanochas Tefillin Ein Zeh Nachshov L'Zilzul Rabo. Since he's doing a mitzvah as opposed to taking off a mitzvah, this is brought down to the name of the Tehillah L'David, that would be permissible. And finally, in the issue footnote number 29, he brings down that when you're taking off your tefillin in front of a Sefer Torah, that's also a problem. And therefore, you should turn to the side to make sure that your head is covered with your talis when you do so. This mostly applies, he says, to the tefillin shel rosh, but the tefillin shel yad, you would be allowed to do this b'chol ofen, he says, kivon she'ein gilui b'chalitzasim, because you're not really revealing yourself like you do with your tefillin shel rosh. This will conclude today's shiur.